You know what you say to a horse to make it turn left and right?
No.
Okay.
I thought you just pulled hard on the bit and it got the idea.
Yeah, right, okay. What would you call a dog of mixed breed?
A mutt.
All right. Now, animal excrement, just a general name.
Manure.
How about anything else? If you're walking out in the, manure is really a pretty refined. If you're out walking in a pasture or in the yard where the cattle are. Or something.
Oh, that would be a pie, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Now how about a buffalo?
Buffalo. I'm not familiar with them. I think they would also be of the pie variety.
All right. How about when they dry out? Do you know that term? They have athletic contests with these things in Nebraska, I think.
What? Chips?
Yeah,
buffalo chips.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the name of a cookie.
Buffalo chips, really?
Cookie company in Salt Lake. They make great big cookies, and they're supposed to look like buffalo chips.
And they call them that?
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's tasty. That's terrific.
Quite popular.
That's beautiful. Now, tell me about the Great Salt Lake.
It's grown quite a bit, so it's not as salty as it was. It used to be, I guess, about twice as salty as the ocean. Mm-hmm. And if you go out and you can't sink in it, as they found with people who try to drop dead bodies in it.
Yeah. Now, what's that big river that river that flows? Does that flow in or out of
the Jordan?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. The Jordan River. Now, does the Jordan River flow out of Salt Lake?
It flows in.
It flows in.
I think that's
a freshwater.
They took the term from the Dead Sea and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
With its Jordan River.
What do they do with the? With, I know that's why I think.
Yeah.
But what about what?
Isn't that clever?
Is that? No, it's apt. Yeah. Is the Salt Lake just virtually a Dead Sea? Or?
Yeah. No? Yeah. There's no outlet.
What is?
But they have a lot of factories on the side there that settle out minerals, but there's nothing.
They don't process. They process the water.
No, I mean nothing grows there. They don't. They don't use the water for anything. Oh, well, I guess some brine shrimp grow there.
Mm-hmm.
But
what are they?
You can send off for them in these little lousy. Mail order houses, they call them sea monkeys or something.
Oh, yeah.
They're just lousy little shrimp that nothing.
Now, tell me about Antelope Island. How big is it?
I don't know. It's. Probably a few thousand acres out them. There are several islands out. In fact, at one time, I guess my family owned a couple of those islands.
Is that right?
Yeah, but it's just a great big island that this state took away from some family and made it into a state park.
Now, how do things grow out there?
It's too dry for really anything, other than sagebrush.
Well, how do they feed these? How do these animals stay alive?
They just live on
the sagebrush.
Sagebrush,
and that grows even with the salt, just on the rain, on the base of the rain.
They're always having to go out and shoot these animals because they overgraze or starved.
They don't bother. They don't try to remove them. How far out is that? Would you say in terms of miles?
Out in the middle of the, it's probably 3 or 4 miles, maybe even more. They have a causeway out to it, I guess now.
Oh, you can drive out from.
Oh, they used to. It washed away when the water level went up. But
that was a couple of years ago.
It'll be back. It'll be back as the water level goes
down.
They're
worried about it. Is that right? Is it? It's still in place. It's just underwater.
Yeah.
But the lake itself is not used for. It's not for. Is used for recreational purposes. To what extent?
So, there is a marina out there, but. I'm not. I don't know much about this, but it seems that it's so salty that. It really eats away at the.
Can't eat no boat, not much boating.
Yeah, not much at all.
How, you said twice as salty as the ocean's?
Yeah, at least.
Uh-huh.